Breaking Bad lied to me. There, you don't make it in an RV. Welcome to Southeastern Zone, 90.9 FM KSLU. This is Experience Points. I'm MG.
And I'm Red Bear.
We are back. We're here every Wednesday from 9 to 10 p.m.
Except for the 3 weeks that we weren't. But yeah, now we're here.
We were off for like almost a month.
It's MG's fault.
It was a combination of sickness.
Nope, it's your fault.
Well,
I blame you completely.
We are here now.
We are.
And we're here to drop some knowledge on you. We return. We're a bunch of nerds or geeks, depending.
Just a couple.
Are you a nerd or a geek?
That's a good question. I think at one point in my life I was a geek, but I think I've gone more nerdy.
I can geek out about some things.
I can geek, but I do some pretty nerdy things.
I'm mostly nerd.
Yeah, I believe nerds have more of the science.
You're not a GERD or a NEEK. You're a nerdy geek.
I'm a nerdy geek.
Nerdy geek. Okay, well, we're a couple of them, and we're here every week to drop knowledge on you about what's happening on the internet, what's happening on music sites and things like that.
I'll be honest, I'm just going to read the front page of Reddit, too.
We're here to talk about the Kardashians. We're not here to talk about the Kardashians.
The Carhuzians?
We are here to talk about some other things. But before we get too deep into the show, Bear, we have a website. What is the website?
You ready for this?
I'm ready.
exppoints.com. Double tap the P.
The first one.
The first P.
The first P.
I'm going to come up with a better pitch for this.
Or single tap both P's.
Or single. Just,
but that's not
always
catchy.
Tap the P. That's, it does sound catchy. I'm going to come up with something better. Y'all stay tuned.
Don't touch that dial, folks. We are also on social media, Facebook and Twitter and YouTube and Google+. Go to exppoints.com/social to find out all of our social, things that we're offering up. We also we're on iTunes and Stitcher. So if you want to stream the show and you don't want to listen on the website, you can sync us up with podcasts on your iPhone or sync us up on your Android with Stitcher. And it's really awesome.
And if you're outside of our broadcast range.
Yeah, you can even download the MP3s from the site directly. That's really awesome.
There's no excuse for you not to be listening.
There's so many avenues to approach from. But you know what? We don't want to just like give away all of us for nothing. We have ways for you donating money to us to do that. You can go to PayPal. There's a big PayPal button, donate button. Or you can even get something out of us additionally through Patreon.
Through Patreon us.
We have a Patreon. If you want to be a patron of us, patron of the arts, you can go ahead and look at our Patreon pages. Again, go to the social site, exppoints.com/social. Click on the Patreon link. You'll see a poorly done pixel version of us. And we will do crazy things for $5.
We'll do a lot. For $5, I'll be honest.
We need to start writing down some of the crazy things we suggest. Like we will eat pudding cups, and we will sing about you.
You know how many calories are in pudding cups?
Like 150, right?
I'll sacrifice that.
150 calories for $5, and we will record a song while we're singing while we're eating pudding, and it'll be called Your Pudding Song. And we'll incorporate your name. Please restrict that to like names with like one or two syllables. Otherwise, it gets difficult whenever
that's what we're doing.
Yeah, that's what we're doing.
Don't have a long name, guys.
Don't have a long name. We are going to come back and we're going to talk about what we did this past week. Before that, we're going to drop to a song. This is White Skies by Blind. I think I said a while back, this is a really long song. It's like an 8-minute long song.
But get ready.
It's like an EDM, like Euro dance from Final Fantasy X. I said a while back, the last time I played this, that I would never play it again. And I lied. I'm going to play it. We haven't played this older music in a long time. This is off of ocremix.org. So check it out. White Skies by Blind. I'm MG.
And I'm Red Bear.
You're listening to this exclusively on Experience Points on Southeastern Zone.
90.9 FM KSLU.
Welcome back to Southeastern Zone, 90.9 FM KSLU. I'm MG.
And I'm Red Bear.
You're listening to Experience Points. That was White Skies by Blind. Again, I said I wouldn't play that a long time ago. I lied. And we're probably going to bring that back at some point because that was a pretty
awesome
song.
You should stop lying to the people, man.
That was a good song. I'm sorry. Thanks, MG.
God, thanks, MG.
So, Bear,
it's not Obama's fault anymore.
What did you do this past week? What was your thing? What was your deal?
My main thing? I can't believe I did that. Okay, ignore that. Anyway, I actually installed the HD mod that you were talking about, the cinematic mod for Half-Life. Yeah, I messed up. I'm going to look at that because it's in 720p in Letterboxd.
Okay.
And I think it's because I launched it before I actually launched Half-Life 2, even though the instructions clearly state to launch Half-Life 2 first.
We have to set up your settings first. So.
Yeah, exactly. And you can't change the settings once you've launched it.
Yeah.
And one of my friends actually just recommended Transmetropolitan...
It looks like it's a Vertigo comic.
Yeah, it's like a cyberpunk type of thing.
Yeah.
I meant to start it at lunch today. It was super busy, but it looks all cool.
Very cool.
Yeah, so I'll let you know about it next week. How about Come back next week to learn about Metro Transmetropolitan. Back on the street.
Yeah, so I'm looking at the main guy from it, and it looks like you without a beard and with crazy glasses.
And with a lot less weight.
Or it looks like MC Frontalot with a spider on his head. I'm not going to lie. MC Frontalot with a spider on his head.
And now I'm not going to unsee that this entire... he's like on every page. I hate you.
Oh, okay, well.
So now MC Frontalot with a spider on his head is what this book is about.
I actually had a similar thing happen. Well, I played Half-Life. I actually beat Half-Life Episode 2.
Nice. Presuming you beat the original Half-Life 2,
right.
In this playthrough.
Well, no, so I played...
Or did you start on the episode?
I started on Half-Life 2, and I played with the cinematic mod all the way through all of Half-Life 2.
And by the way,
the
cinematic mod is beautiful.
Yes.
Even though
as long as you
letterboxed in 720p,
as long as you
it's still
don't,
beautiful.
You don't replace Alex Vance's model. Like, don't do that, because all of the non-stock Alex models are, like, super over-sexualized. Like, she's just ridiculous and anatomically incorrect. It's weird.
I demand proper proportions on all women models.
I do. I wish they just had a higher resolution, like a 4K resolution model of her, because I have that 970 and it scales 4K and 2K down to 1080p, and I get all the fidelity.
I'm actually a little jealous of that.
It's really
nice.
But
not enough to drop hundreds of dollars.
It's the one thing that I think I really liked the most out of
the
card. And I did step up. Like, I didn't get an 8 series. And I don't even actually remember an 8 series now that I think about it. I just jumped from 760 to 970. So
I'm in 780.
I jumped from the 60s to the 70s, and I jumped from the 700s to the 900s.
Is that an EVGA card?
Oh, yeah.
Is it the classified edition or normal?
It was a boring
edition?
I had the 760. I think it was like a superclocked AC 2.0 ACX or whatever.
Yeah.
Like overclocked version, and I jumped to the 970. They didn't have the classified.
They hadn't released the classified yet.
No, they released the classified. They were just out of stock.
I'll be honest. I like the I guess hipster's the wrong word because it costs money.
Yeah.
But, I like sticking with the EVGA classifieds.
The classifieds are really good.
I feel like they're worth the money.
The last classified I had was a 570, and it was effectively a 580, like intro version 580 for like $200 or $100 less, which was really nice. We could talk hardware all day. I mean, that's really awesome. You know, to get a new card or whatever. And there's phases.
I mean, it's always awesome because you realize you just dropped hundreds of dollars on this.
Yeah.
More than most people's whole computer.
Yes.
And then so you're a little depressed, but it's going to be awesome.
You there's this phase, I guess a category of phases that you go through. You have a phase where
it's like
you're
reverse mourning.
Yeah. Well, it's you say, all right, I need to get another card. I really need to get this thing. And then you're like, but it's really expensive.
So then you look at it and you're like, dang, that's a lot of money.
I can't spend this much money. I could buy a laptop for that amount of money.
Literally.
And then you're like, you know, this car is not that bad. Like, it still plays these games or whatever. So what if I have to play Crysis on, like, low settings? Not a big deal. Yeah. You know, Crysis 3 isn't even that good of a game. I could play it on low settings.
I'm still doing better than the console peasants, right?
Right. And you justify it. And then you see, like, a game that you know you're going to need a new graphics card for. And you're like... Well, I mean, if GTA comes out, I'm going to need a new card anyway, and I don't want to drop $50 on GTA and then another $360 on a graphics card when it comes out. I'm just going to get it. I have to get it right now.
Right.
So you talk yourself up, and you go and you get the card. And as soon as you install, as soon as you pay for it, you're like, oh, man.
Why did I just put all that money? Why did I use my Newegg preferred account again?
There's preferred accounts.
I need a Paramount off, actually.
You get the card, though.
So I can use it again.
You put it in your system and you're like, this is the future. I'm here. This is what's up. This is what's going on. Fantastic.
My internet's down. Matt, show's over. Internet's down.
So I realized that the most depressing part of Half-Life Episode 2 is the last 5 minutes. I mean, I hope we're not spoiling anything. It's been out for a long time. But, I mean, when you know what's going on and you're playing it again.
I didn't think about that because you know you have to do this.
Yeah, you know that you have to.
You know
what's
going to happen.
If you never follow them, maybe they'll just be okay. Maybe nothing will happen.
Just quit before you ever get to that point and launch it
maybe
again.
Maybe Eli will be okay and the game. You know, I don't even care so much about Eli. I care more about the game just ending. And
there's no third.
You know, there's no third yet. Yeah. So
I guess that was a really good emotional moment.
That was a good emotional moment. Leading up to it, I didn't fully appreciate it. The last big Strider fight. At White Forest. Didn't fully appreciate it when I played it the first time because I was all about like, gotta get more Half-Life, gotta get more, you know, story. And I was like, yeah, okay, fine, exposition and mechanic and fine whatever.
Blah, 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 blah.
Right, get to the next part, and then the game ends after the rocket. And I'm like, man, But then I played this again, and I was fully appreciating the cinematic mod and the awesome graphics, and now the, you know, the sawmill getting exploded and blown over. And that was a big thing about episode two. They were able to dynamically destroy the environment with you there and have it impact the player, and it was okay. That was, you know, they didn't die. That was the big part of that patch for the Source Engine at the time. But then, you know, I'm amazed by this, and then I realized, wait, I know what's coming. Like, I know it's right around the corner. So that was unfortunate. Indeed. I also did I did something that I didn't think I was going to do in a long time. I got off of Spotify. I got rid of Spotify.
You pushed Spotify so hard.
I pushed Spotify so hard, but that's before Google Play All Access.
No, you did not.
I did. I went to Google Play.
Oh, my God. You're paying $8 a month?
I'm paying my $8 a month. Well, I don't know how you're getting $8 a month. Because
is it $8?
It was like nine or 10.
Oh, that went up.
It's the same as Spotify.
I don't check my bank accounts. Depressing.
The crazy thing is I like listening to the band Tool.
Yeah,
and,
who doesn't?
And Taylor Swift. And I'm just going to say
I would say who does that? And, I mean, well, I do the same thing.
Yeah.
But, so, wow, that's such a combination. So, we're weird people.
Well, no, they're just, those are two bands, James Keenan or Maynard Keenan or whatever, does not like, he doesn't have Tool on any streaming site. The only site that it's on is actually YouTube, but that's like somebody else uploading it. He believes, he's one of those people that's like, I think you should listen to the entire album all at once. Like, you shouldn't just listen to Sober or Vicarious or whatever. You should listen to every song in that right order, and that requires you to buy the CD. Like, it's just his thing. A Perfect Circle's up there. Puss of Fire's up there. All these other things are up there. And Tool's like his big project.
Right, right.
So I have the songs. I have the MP3s. I ripped them from the CDs a long time ago, and I've just been having them on my computer listening to them. But Google Play does this really, really awesome thing. You upload the songs to Google Play, and you can access them anywhere. I think they do a cap it. They cap it at 50,000 songs.
Right. I don't know why there's an arbitrary cap.
I don't know who has 50,000 songs that aren't on Google Play, because your Google Play account songs don't count against that number.
Right.
So it's really just 50,000 songs that you upload.
Yeah. Now, does it – I don't know this. Does it count if it finds a match in Google Play?
Yes, because that may not be the exact same song.
Okay, I wasn't sure what they're
doing.
But
if you delete it, I mean –
like the ID3 tags? Or?
No, I don't think so, because you could rename everything in Google Play.
That's what I was wondering, because you could just –
Yeah, and the only reason I brought Taylor Swift up was because she pretty much took everything off of streaming sites as well, so off Spotify, off of Google Play. And but, I mean, you know, this sort of fixes it. It's your music. Yeah. You upload it. And
actually, I don't know if you downloaded the desktop part of it, but you can actually just set to sync with a folder.
Oh, nice.
So it'll automatically, like, I just threw it on my music folder, so all my music just automatically goes to my Google Play.
Very, very cool.
And then it's magicked on to my phone.
Yep.
Now, the trick to that is, if you want to actually put it on your phone, you have to tell it to download it.
Yeah.
Which is an issue, because I go to Livingston Parish from time to time.
That was the same thing.
Cell signals don't exist there.
Right.
So
I'm a big fan of on the phone, but in Spotify, I should say this, Spotify allowed you to put music on your device.
Right.
But you had to make a point to say, I have these songs, I have this device, drag it to there, it wirelessly syncs it. But it's not like if I added something to my library at home, it would go to some Spotify cloud and then sync down from the cloud.
And that's how Google Play works.
That's how Google
Play
works.
My problem with the way Google Play works is when you download it, it doesn't download it to like the Android music folder. It downloads it to some weird hidden directory.
But that's fine. So, I'm okay, because it's all encrypted.
That's what I don't – I hate that.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's not all – it's not like it's even your MP3s or whatever. At that point, they're transformed into Google Play All Access MP3, like encrypted MP3s or whatever. And it just – that's the same way Spotify did it. It put it somewhere.
I'll say it's annoying for me, because I've actually run into this issue where I'm like, oh, my God, I don't have this phone on my or the song on my laptop right now.
Right.
But I have it on my phone because I downloaded it. So I'll just plug my phone in and copy it over so I can mix it.
Oh.
And it's like, oh, crap, it's not in my music directory.
Yeah, Google Play is definitely not it'd be interesting if you could access all of your – I'm fairly certain you could. You could open up Google Play if you had network. You could open up Google Play and download the MP3 back to your laptop.
A limited amount you can.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I'm sure this is all some kind of legal kind of BS stuff that they're probably not happy about anyway. But
yeah, because I mean it's
not perfect is all I'm saying. There are issues.
Well, there's no rule saying that you can't like rip songs off of CDs that you own for your enjoyment,
right?
Or even to like mix things or whatever. Like I know there are some rules out there.
You actually buy the rights to do that when you purchase the CD.
Okay, so that's good. But do you have the rights to then upload the song and have it more distributable.
Now you're
getting
in a...
So it's like the gray area. And that's always a problem.
Legal, weagle, wibbly wobbly.
We're actually going to touch on that in the next segment. We don't want to run too long. We're going to drop to a song real quick. We're going to come back and we're going to talk about sort of our thoughts about legalities of things like the cloud and stuff. This is Torokai by either Gabriel Robin or Yoko Kanno, depending on who you ask. It's from the Ghost in the Shell soundtrack, the OST. I'm MG.
I'm Red Bear.
And you are listening to this exclusively on Experience Points on Southeastern Zone.
90.9 FM, KSLU.
Welcome back to Southeastern Zone, 90.9 FM KSLU. I'm MG.
I'm Red Bear.
You just heard Torokai off of the Ghost in the Shell soundtrack. Depending on who you ask, Yoko Kanno or Gabriel Robin did that.
I'm asking you.
Who do I think it did?
Who did
it? Yoko Kanno. Stands, like, hands down, Yoko Kanno every time. Air day. So this is the retro segment. We're going to talk about what we thought of, like, you know, how music sort of was for us, at least, before the internet, before streaming music. We were talking about Spotify, and I switched to Google Play recently, and I'm still on the 30-day trial, but I know I'm going to keep it. I have an Android phone. We're going to talk about exactly, like, what we had growing up. Like, I remember whenever file sharing, you know, that was the first thing.
Napster,
ShareBear. Morpheus. BearShare.
Yeah.
LimeWire, Kazaa. You know, yes. All of the Morpheus and Kazaa were effectively the same thing, but there were these peer-to-peer type sites before BitTorrent became a thing. Peer-to-peer was literally you join a pool, you knew where everybody else was, you saw what files they had, you searched for it, you got a billion results back.
Yes,
you made a mad grab for one of these files and you got it in like minutes instead of seconds or quarter seconds.
Minutes or hours.
And
make a sandwich.
And then you were able to hear Got You Where I Want You by the Flies or something. You know, it actually took longer.
If they weren't lying about what it was.
It took longer. Yeah, it was either a virus or it was a song that literally took longer to download than the length of the song.
Which obviously
is crazy. Like, you could have...
That's crazy now.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it's crazy. It's my internet, pretty much. No, it's not that bad. But, so we were talking about, you know, Google Play legalities of uploading songs that you've ripped.
Right.
Or we've assumed that you've ripped. Because
Legally,
you know, you buy a CD, you rip the MP3 or whatever, and you have that song, you can transfer it to devices, and you can listen to it. But whenever you upload that song to... you know, to a cloud space, to some streaming service like Google Play or whatever, or even Google Drive. You upload it to Google Drive.
I actually have albums on Google Drive.
Yeah. And that's what I was going to suggest.
They are actual legally purchased albums, but it was because of the issue I was talking about where I needed to grab something.
You needed to get them. You needed to be access.
Yeah, I remoted it in, just threw it on Drive.
It's one of those interesting kind of like, and again, we're not legal, you know, we're not savant.
They're called lawyers. Legality.
Yeah, thanks. We're not lawyers.
We could totally be lawyers.
Especially, I don't think so. I've watched enough suits to know that.
Dude, all it takes is a nice suit.
That's what it takes.
A smile.
And trendy hair. You gotta have trendy hair.
Oh, I'm out.
Yeah. You style your beard.
Style my beard.
But no, so that's the question. You know, what do you think?
Call it the blue steel beard.
Because before, they're making a second one of those.
I know.
Yeah, so we're gonna get Zoolander 2.
Get pumped.
You know, both Ben Stiller and Owen Wilson have signed on to do that. But so that's the question. You know, before we dealt with streaming services and everything, it was easier than not. You know, people thought it was a big deal whenever you could just download whatever. But now, not only can you download whatever, you don't have to actually have a device with it stored on it in order to get that downloaded whatever. It's being supplied to you by arguably one of the largest internet companies ever.
Google. We trust you, Google. At this point.
And a lot of things are, you know, even with Google All Access or whatever, someone can upload a music video or whatever to YouTube, and then you could just allow that to be downloadable. You can get that offline on your phone.
Right.
You know, the same way most music things are. You just don't see the video or it plays in the background, which is the same thing. So what do you think about this, not even a brave new world, just this world that we live in now? How difficult is it? I don't think it's difficult at all anymore. You know, they've made it so easy.
To get things
Get things and just to have things, like to be able to have what you...
Well, it's much easier than when we were younger, obviously.
It's an interesting paradigm to me that we have Spotify or Google All Access that normally will have ads or some type of weird restriction, or a commercial or something.
Yeah, something like that.
Which is similar to like radio. You know, we have commercial radio, you have commercials, and that's radio.
Money has to get generated somewhere.
Right, right. So either you pay for it and you get an ad-free experience, including ad-free experience on YouTube.
Oh, is that true?
Yeah, you get ad-free experiences on YouTube with the YouTube the beta key. Yeah. You see how the YouTube beta key, it's ad-free.
And
it's downloadable. Like you could download offline mode versions of the
song. I'm
going to
start giving them money again.
The interesting thing, though, is there are certain ads that are generated by YouTube videos. I think I got like over the last 3 or 4 years from some videos I posted, I've gotten like $200 or $300 for people going there. So now I wonder if... And it makes sense because you have these people that are that would watch videos on YouTube that will never pay, and that person will generate some ad revenue based off of ads that Google shows on those videos. PewDiePie is one that comes to mind. That's how these people are able to make a lot of money.
Yeah,
you know,
Well, there's people, YouTubers, who make livings.
Make more
YouTube
than we do. Yeah, definitely. Yeah. And all they do is play games and say funny things, arguably funny things on the video. But so my curiosity kind of turns to
Barnacles right now. Have you ever watched this stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah. I got this. Nerdgasm.
Yeah.
That's what he runs. Yeah. He actually got laid off of Microsoft and is currently just making his entire living in Seattle off of YouTube.
Yeah. I mean, people do it. It's very interesting, though.
I'm actually wondering, like you said about the paid people.
Yeah.
So I keep cutting you off.
No, it's fine. You know, you got there. Like, what is going to happen? I imagine most people won't pay for a service like this, or there will be some weird, you know, premium YouTube content providers that no matter what, YouTube pays them to keep making content. Otherwise, why do people go to YouTube?
Right.
It's just an interesting kind of paradigm shift from you pay us and we'll give you music like you pay Spotify for. But in addition to that, the reason that you want to go away from Spotify or Rhapsody or paid Pandora, I think that's a thing, or whatever.
You can pay Pandora.
You know, the reason you want to come to us is that you use YouTube. And if you log in with the same account that you're using for Google
Music. I didn't realize that. I've actually discontinued my Google Music account because, I mean, I just have enough music. But I will honestly pay them money to not have ads.
I remember I used AdBlock.
I mean, I use AdBlock. Well, I use AdBlock.
But on your phone.
Exactly. Well, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
on your phone. I wonder if it works. I guess you're signed in with Chromecast.
Yep.
Yeah, see, that's worth like $9 a month to me. I'll be honest,
right? Because
I watch a lot of YouTube.
It's an entire ecosystem type of thing. Like, for us, we both have Android phones.
Oh yeah,
Or more Android devices, and it's sort
phone,
of a
tablet.
It's a compiling type of thing, you know.
I'm basically an Android at this point.
It would be the same thing as if iTunes, and I think iTunes allowed this, where you pay them monthly, and they'll allow you to like kind of take some chunks of the iTunes store. I can't remember.
I'm not sure if that's true.
That may not be iTunes.
That doesn't sound like Apple.
That might be something else.
That doesn't sound like Apple.
Anyway, so that's interesting, you know. But back in the day, you used to not be able to do this type of stuff. You had Kazaa.
Well, I must say, and one thing, I would like to see the numbers on piracy now to know if they've gone down or up. Because I believe the easier you make content, if you make it easier to get the content legally than illegally, people would do that.
Yes, absolutely.
Because, I've not stolen movies that I've owned because it was annoying to try to get the digital copy to work.
Right. Well, so that's the thing. Whenever we had things like Ultraviolet and...
I built a Media Center PC a couple years ago, and my idea, it didn't have a drive.
You brought this up on the show. You were actually on the show when this happened.
Oh my God.
Because it was the Blu-ray drive.
Freaking Ultraviolet.
You were trying to get the Blu-ray license or something.
Yeah.
The license key, and it wouldn't work. It was like Star Wars or something.
Yeah. Star Trek.
I know Ultraviolet was terrible.
Oh yeah. I'm sorry. I'll go. That was actually the HDCP link.
Yeah.
And screw that.
Yeah.
Because I was actually having a screening that night with my friends, and it didn't work.
Now we've got
Netflix.
So
I had to maybe go get it from other sources.
Maybe. Definitely maybe.
Not committing to anything.
But I mean, like, Netflix is so easy now. You know, it's like $5 or $10 a month for Netflix.
It's like eight. I think it's eight. But yeah, Netflix actually, I love and hate it. You know why? Because I never know what to buy.
Yeah, because they're always going to take things off.
Yeah, they're always going to take things off because of licensing issues and everything.
Yeah.
And you never know, like, I'll like see a movie on sale. I'm like, oh, should I buy this? Better check Netflix. Yeah. I'm already paying for that.
It's on there, and there's an app. You know, there is a Netflix. I think that's the name of it, Can It Netflix. But it'll effectively check the database and say if it's coming away soon or whatever. It'll tell you it's going away, and you can go ahead and, you know, buy it or make a decision then. But
God, we live in such a complicated world.
It's so interesting because you just said it, licensing.
Yes.
Licensing is the bane of all streaming media's existence because it's
true.
It's all about how artists and how content creators are going to get paid. If especially if it's the original content, you know, if they're gonna, they need to get paid for what they're allowing to be shown, and that's trickle down. You know, you've got things on Netflix that are licensed that you have to pay royalties on everybody that was in the movie or that have agreed to get royalties from that. So it's like you, and then that's still at the end of the day, you have to make some type of profit, otherwise the company's gonna go under. So you know,
this isn't a charity.
If you're gonna make more money selling physical copies of the media, then you know that's not even what. The people that want to make those decisions, I imagine, don't even have the choice to make those decisions.
Right.
There are other people that's like, yeah, you know, we can make more money. Like some people that have like crunched the numbers, and they're like, yeah, we can make more money if we didn't have this on Netflix because it's good enough.
I'm sure that happens in a lot of board meetings and stuff.
Yeah.
It's unfortunate.
I imagine if you have the new Star Wars and you don't release it on Netflix day one, people are going to buy it. They're going to be
well, obviously because they're going to want it.
They're going to want it, and it's the same.
And it's
thing.
It's unfortunate because, like I said, I'm a huge fan of Netflix. I've never paid for cable because of Netflix. But I mean, you have the issues like that, and honestly,
I think that's
I'm
more
also,
of our age. That's more of our age. Like, yeah. do we are in the mode where we don't have to pay for cable or satellite or anything because all of our content
these legacy
is
providers just should die, in my opinion.
Right, legacy. Well, like we can't say that. Charlie Sheen said that about the Two and a Half Men finale and. He got in trouble, so you can't say anything about death.
Yeah. They should go. It's not so much that I want to kill them as I don't want them to be around anymore.
Aww. Well, I think we beat it to death. We're going to end.
You can't say that.
Oh.
never talking about death on
the
show again.
We're never talking about death again.
Rainbows and Sunshine.
We're going to cut to two songs. This is The Geeks Will Inherit the Earth by I Fight Dragons and The Princess Who Saved Herself by Jonathan Colton. I'm MG.
I'm Red Bear.
You're listening to Experience Points on Southeastern Zone.
90.9 FM KSLU.
Welcome back to Southeastern Zone, 90.9 FM KSLU. Still Experience Points. I'm MG.
I'm Red Bear.
That was The Princess Who Saved Herself by Jonathan Colton. Before that, The Geeks Will Inherit the Earth by I Fight Dragons. Pretty cool. Greg Pak and Jonathan Colton had a Kickstarter a while back for...
I really got to get on Kickstarter. I always miss these.
Well, it was for the Code Monkey. It was Code Monkey Save World type of thing. We actually played some stuff from the acoustic album for Code Monkey Save World.
Yeah.
The really cool thing was that they said if they made enough money, which they did, they were going to do an additional thing for The Princess Who Saved Herself.
Yeah.
It was going to be like a bedtime story like book. And they finished it.
Okay.
And they released it. So I actually read that
today. Oh, okay. So it said like a fairy tale where the prince saves her or whatever she
It's like the song.
Okay.
It's
like the song.
You should have listened.
I did.
We are going to talk about our main segment. It's all about female heroines. Female
heroines?
Not heroines. Heroines, not heroine. Interesting duality there, though. No, so recently, we talked about Overwatch a while back during, I think, one of the Blizzard announcements. It's effectively,
yeah, it sounds like something we would
have done.
It's
effectively like Team Fortress 2 made by Blizzard
Edition.
But it's like Team Fortress 2 League of Legends. So first person League of Legends with guns. Monday night, Super Monday Night Combat,
that's good, yeah.
But first person. Smite, but first person. So anyway.
It's first person.
In true Blizzard style. What we've seen from it, it looks really, really nice. The art looks great. The levels look nice.
We're going to be honest. Blizzard's art always looks great.
Yes.
If they do nothing else,
yes.
Their art looks great.
It looks very, very good. But the idea is like there's supervillains and then there's superheroes that they used to be in this war, but now the war's over, but the war's still going on. There's like super agents or whatever.
Don't worry about that.
It doesn't matter. The story doesn't matter.
Blah, blah.
Recently, Anita Sarkeesian, who, if you don't know who she is by now, she's effectively a female gamer feminist. I guess that's the best way to do it.
That's good.
I'll go on the record real quick. I don't think feminism is bad. I think equal representation is great. But at the same time, you know, game makers have a hard time because they've been playing this game of making games for people that are going to buy them.
Let's get real for a second.
Go ahead.
What was most game developers? What is their target audience?
It's like prepubescent boys.
Boys.
I guess.
Yeah. So where do you think these female characters are going to get tilted?
Well, here's the interesting thing is like those prepubescent boys are now pubescent young men or actually adults.
Yeah.
And the interesting thing is that, you know, it used to be uncool or not okay for girls to play video games or with boy toys.
And that's something else that's changing.
Yeah, with the advent of the internet and the fact that, you know, you can get pretty much anything delivered to your door. And play it for free or demo or whatever.
I literally think I can get anything I need delivered to my door.
You can get toilet paper.
If I talk to my boss, I bet you I could even work from home and never have to leave my room.
Yeah.
I mean, I have to leave notes on the door so the delivery guy comes into my room.
Yeah.
I don't know if they do that. Maybe they'll do that.
They'll do that. You have to check it later. anyway, she was saying, okay, Blizzard, this game is Overwatch. So, okay, Overwatch, way to go ahead and just reinforce this felt stereotype where the female characters are these super nice, you know, armor-clad vixens, you know, with the very, you know.
You know the argument that always comes up on that.
What is that?
It's like, well, how is this armor even feasible?
Yes.
Right?
That's how I feel.
I figured it out, though.
What is it?
It adds, like, a plus 10 to distraction.
Oh, there you go.
So they never get hit anyway.
There you go.
I mean, I'll be honest. I know this because if you ever played Counter-Strike back in the day, you could do the sprays, which was just a JPEG image.
Oh, yeah.
So if you put certain images in your spray, people would look, and you just camp out and boom, headshot.
Yeah. That makes sense.
Yep. That's legitimate strategy.
That's really fun. Well, to answer this, to address these concerns that Ms. Sarkeesian had made, and again, she runs Feminist Frequency, I think is her, feministfrequency.com. Yeah.
All right.
She's hit or miss for me because I have listened to, I think, all of her blogs, all of her video blogs, and her concerns are genuine concerns, but I feel like you could pick a fight with anybody about anything.
Well, yeah,
you know,
that's called America, son. That is the point in this country.
So that's sort of what I feel a lot of that is.
Everything with anyone.
Her fight in this case was, you know, why do these girls look super? They're all very skinny. You know, none of them are very, you know, muscular. They're all just very petite, and they wear revealing or semi-revealing clothing. Well, to answer that, Blizzard has released two new characters. One's like a gunslinger, you know, cyborg or whatever. The other one,
I like how you just dismissed the gunslinger cyborg.
Well, it doesn't work for the.
He literally just waved her away.
It doesn't,
in studio.
No. It's a him.
You didn't specify.
Yeah,
I thought we were just okay.
Lateral thinking. I'm dismissing it for a reason. And then,
now you're dismissing guys.
Well, it doesn't hold to the story. Anyway, So the other character is Zarnya, which is like a really muscular, world's strongest woman, Russian, pretty much the heavy from Team Fortress 2, female edition, which doesn't fit into that
stereotype. And her armor even covers everything.
Her armor covers everything except her giant muscular biceps. And
that's
armor.
Actually fair, yeah.
Right, that's good point. That's the only thing that it doesn't cover. And
those biceps.
Those biceps. So this is interesting. We'll see how it plays out, you know, because Blizzard is very notorious for this fantasy world with Warcraft and StarCraft. StarCraft, you know, you had the ghosts, and they were supposed to be stealth assassins. So right. We get why they're going to be skinny. And then
of course, you have, like, the Blood Elves.
But you had the Blood Elves who are, like, super skinny, but those are fantasy. That's fantasy.
Right, it's all fantasy.
But, you know, even in StarCraft, you had Medic. And Medic, even though she was pretty in the face, she was wearing power armor. And, you know, she was wearing virtually the same power armor that the soldiers of the Grunts were having. So there are a lot of things that Blizzard has done wrong and right, I would argue. But, again, just talking about my privilege.
You know, dude, check your privilege. And I'm just talking about females in video games and stuff. Did you ever read the Halo book series?
I read three of them.
The first three that came out? Yeah, it was in there. I forget. The colonel, what's his name?
The sergeant major.
Sergeant Major. He even mentions, he's like, about not being able to tell which ones are guys and girls.
Yeah, because I mean, it's just armor.
I think weren't like two of them dating or something. How do y'all tell?
Yeah, I remember that. Yeah,
yeah, that's funny.
In other news, because we're running out of time. Sony will be closing its PlayStation Mobile side of things in July.
Okay, when you told me this before the show, I freaked out.
Yeah, because you thought I was talking about PlayStation Store.
Yeah, how is that happening?
No.
Is Sony going to die?
So a while back, they released this kind of like cross platform agenda. This big push to implement Android. Like,
it means we can argue about it.
Right. Right. Well, they said, you know, we're going to do cross-platform development. It's going to be for PlayStation Vita, PlayStation Portable, and it's going to incorporate with Android devices.
Which is a great idea.
Well, you think.
In theory.
It wasn't really working out. So for over a year now, they haven't been making Android content, but they've still been making PlayStation Mobile content for, like, PS Vita.
Right.
So they're going to stop that in July.
To be fair, I've never downloaded anything on the mobile version either.
No, me neither. I thought they were talking about PlayStation Store as well. All the PlayStation Vita content that's on the PlayStation Store, that's actually PlayStation Vita content,
that's not going away.
No, it's just the cross-platform Android.
You terrified me with that. I'm like, how are they shutting that down?
I was a little scared,
too. It's the only market.
We are going to cut to a song, and then we're going to end up the show. This is The Device Has Been Modified by Victims of Science.
Ooh, I love this one.
Victims of Science, not Vixens of Science.
Vixens.
That's a separate band.
Check your privilege!
That's a separate band. This is The Device Has Been Modified, a Portal remix by the Victims of Science. I'm MG.
And I'm Red Bear.
We'll catch you back on Experience Points on Southeastern Zone.
90.9 FM, KSLU.
You euthanized your faithful companion, Q. Well done.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Are you still there?
Welcome back to Southeastern Zone, 90.9 FM KSLU. I'm MG.
And I'm Red Bear.
That was "The Device Has Been Modified by Victims of Science." We are done. We're out of time. Sorry, it was like majority
you
of like our
opinions.
You almost
said Vixens again.
Vixens of Science.
You said Vixens.
That's not Vixens of Science. speech impediment. No. So sorry, it was a slow kind of week. There was a ton of stuff that Apple did that we were working on.
$10,000 Apple Watch.
We're
going to
talk
get
about,
you one.
We're going to talk about that after we've had some time to digest it. Because
dude,
it
with
is
all
ridiculous.
Of our Patreon followers, I think we already get a pair.
I don't think so. But that is a good point. We have a Patreon. We have some social media. It's on a website. What is the website, Bear?
Exppoints.com. Double tap the P.
Double tap the first P.
I'm working on it. I'm going to come up with a new one.
We're going to have a better catchphrase. We need to get a new catchphrase. We need to get a new opening song. We need to do a bunch of stuff.
We need to just be new.
Just new. New us.
Fresh.
Brand new us. We are on social media and webs and everything. Go to exppoints.com/social to see all our social media stuff, including our PayPal and our Patreon and our Stitcher and our Steam and all the stuff. iTunes. Just go there and check it out. We're out of time.
No.
But you know what? We're going to be back here next week, 9 to 10 p.m. Check us out online in the meantime. And we have some games to give away.
We still do.
It's the holiday game giveaway that's still going on. But
nice.
Go ahead and check that out.
Honestly, I'll be honest. I forgot about it.
That's fine. We're going to leave you with My OCD by Rhett and Link. We'll catch you back next week on Experience Points. I'm MG.
And I'm Red Bear.
You're listening to Southeastern Zone.
90.9 FM KSLU. That picture frame.